91X News.
It is currently negative 8 degrees and sunny at noon. From the CUNA newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joseph Karen. Breaking local news. Currently, the city of Quinte West has issued a boil water advisory for the Trenton Water Service area for all customers west of the Trent River due to a water main break on Pelham Street. Mayor Jim Harrison is urging all residents to avoid from even turning the tap on. Residents impacted by the water boil advisory are being notified using the city's PRISM notification system. For further details, be sure to check the article on our site at cunanews.ca. In international news, the leader of Britain's House of Commons says a man attacked a police officer at Parliament and has been shot by authorities. David Lennington says the Parliament complex is in current lockdown. The Press Association news agency reports two people were seen lying within the grounds of Parliament, and a video shows an emergency helicopter on Parliament Square. Lennington also said there were reports of further violent incidents in the vicinity. Police say there had been called to a firearms incident on a nearby Westminster Bridge. Witnesses said a vehicle struck several people on the bridge, and photos showed a car plowed into railings. Britain's M15 says it's too early to say if the incident is terror-related, but it is being treated as if. In national news, it's not every day that the Federal Finance Department employee says not everything is spending, not everything is money. But that's what one source had to say to the Canadian Press about this afternoon's federal budget. It's not expected to include any big-ticket spending, but rather will focus on social policies such as childcare, affordable housing, and job training. Niagara Regional Police plan to hold a press conference this afternoon to provide more details on the arrest of 43-year-old Justin Couillard of St. Catharines, Ontario, who was at the source of a four-day manhunt. Last night, police said Couillard was arrested in the northwestern Ontario city of Kenora after a tip from the public. Couillard has been wanted on Canada-wide warrant for a second-degree murder in the death of 7-year-old Nathan Dumas and attempted murder in an alleged stabbing of an RBC employee. Police allege Couillard fatally injured Dumas early Friday morning and allegedly attacked the RBC employer with whom he had a professional connection with shortly after. Couillard fled in his ex-girlfriend's van, which police found Tuesday afternoon in the parking lot in Kenora. Couillard was arrested without resistance and will be returned to Niagara Region to face charges. Ontario's cap-and-trade system aimed at lowering greenhouse gas emissions starts today with its first action. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said all provinces must set up a cap-and-trade system, and if not, impose a price on carbon of at least $10 per ton starting next year. Provinces without either system in place yet will be closely watching Ontario's choice. Environment Minister Glenn Murray says jurisdictions are learning from each other.
Well, I think everyone's watching everybody's, but I think if you look at how California is doing economically and the jurisdictions that have been doing this, you see jurisdictions with carbon pricing doing quite well, whatever the system is, whether it's the BC system or the California system.
Ontario hopes the quarterly auctions will bring in $1.9 billion a year to be invested in programs that help businesses and consumers go green. In a local news, Quinte West Fire Department have hired their first full-time firefighter. CUNA News reporter Sophie Dudley has the story.
I'm very excited, very overwhelmed.
Sarah Scott didn't always plan on being a firefighter. In fact, after high school graduation, she had the intention of becoming an English teacher. But later on at Trent University, she realized she wanted to become a firefighter. So in 2012, she started volunteering, and now all her hard work has paid off.
It's been something that I've been working towards for 5 years now. I was always hoping that I would be the first one, but even if I wasn't, I would still be honored to be a part of their service. I love the guys that I worked with.
Scott is only 22, and despite knowing she will have some challenges to endure, she is prepared to take it on.
Because when you're a girl, they sometimes think that you're not big and strong enough to do everything that they can do because they're men. But I think because I've had experience proving that I can do the same thing that the men can do at two different halls already, that will kind of lessen the blow a little bit.
Scott will start her new job in the Fire Prevention Division on April 17th. Sophie Dudley, CUNET News, Quinte West.
Belleville City Councilor received an update Monday evening on a donation the city made to the University Hospital's Kingston Foundation almost a decade ago for the Together We Campaign.
University Hospitals Kingston Foundation President and CEO Denise Cummings, as well as Associate Director Amy Doyle, shed light on the improvements that the money from Belleville helped make possible. In 2007, the City of Belleville made a pledge of $820,000 towards improvements to the Kingston Hospitals. The money that Belleville funded helped support three major improvements: expansion of the cancer unit, a Kid 9 unit, and an expansion of the ICU. Associate Director Doyle was quick to thank Council for their part in these improvements.
Without the leadership of Belleville Council, I can assure you that these life-saving improvements would not have been possible.
During their speech on Monday evening, it was said that these improvements were a necessity for the care of Belleville residents, and according to Doyle, they will increase the quality of care locals can receive.
But most importantly, this means that residents from Belleville do not have to travel to Ottawa or Toronto for specialized care, for cancer, for stroke, for trauma, neonatal intensive care, and other serious health issues.
The final installment of Belleville's donation is scheduled to be released in the next few months. Alana Pickerel, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 901X to 1206. After this commercial breaks, sports is next.
If you are new to the world of vinyl or maybe rediscovering your record collection, Red Ball Radio has the gear for you. They have turntables from Riga and Marantz and a good selection of cartridges from Grado and AT. Good records beget good sound only if your amp and speakers are up to par. Red Ball has a great selection of audio equipment from Yamaha, Paradigm, Cambridge Audio, and Totem on display. From phono cartridges to multi-room audio video systems, Red Ball Radio has you covered. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville, or on the web at redballradio.com.
Now for QNET Sports with your host and friend, Joseph Karen. The Raptors won over Chicago. The Raptors' win over Chicago was marred by a third quarter brawl between Toronto's Serge Ibaka and the Bulls' Robin Lopez. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey says the scuffle erupted in the heat of the game.
Not anymore. Not anymore. It's too expensive. But again, I don't think Serge Ibaka doesn't have a malicious bone in his body. He's a competitor. So is Lopez. I don't think either one of them would go down as Rocky or anything like that.
In Olympic news, two more wins for Canada skip Rachel Hommann at the World's Women's Curling Championship in Beijing. She beat Sweden 6-4 today and then dumped the Czech Republic 9-3 in the late game. Hommann and her teammates have won 9 straight round-robin games and secured a spot in the Page Playoff 1-2 game. And for NHL news, just 3 games on tap in the NHL Hockey League this evening. Toronto visits Columbus, Edmonton plays in Anaheim, and the New York Rangers are home to the New York Islanders. There are 8 NBA games on the schedule, but the Toronto Raptors are idle tonight. In Blue Jays news, Blue Jays pitcher Marcus Stroman will get the start for the United States in tonight's final of the World Baseball Classic against Puerto Rico. The Americans advanced to the championship game with a 2-1 win over Japan last night in Los Angeles. Puerto Rico beat the Netherlands 4-3 on Monday. In yesterday's NHL games, the Calgary Flames were extinguished by the Washington Capitals with a final score of 4-2. The Ottawa Senators were able to slay the Boston Bruins in a close game with a final score of 3-2. And the Detroit Red Wings were able to avoid the grasp of the Montreal Canadiens and finish the night with a 2-1 victory. In local sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks took home a staggering victory of 7-0 over the Stouffville Spirits last night at the Duncan Memorial Arena. The next game is tomorrow at the Stouffville Arena against the Spirits once more. And the Wellington Deuce are saddling up to take on the Coburg Cougars tonight at the Coburg Community Center. Be sure to come out and show your support. Game starts at 7 p.m. In Manitoba, the governing body of an amateur football league has sent written apologies to two teenage girls for the way it handled their sexual harassment complaints. The complaints were filed last fall by the Interlake Thunder Football Club on behalf of the player Isabel McDonald and a teammate. They stem from an incident following a Midget Football League of Manitoba game in Stonewall last September. McDonald says she feels it made a difference to speak out, even though the apology was a long time in coming.
I hope this never happens again, but if, say, it did, I don't want that person, I don't want it to take 6 months. I want them to feel good after talking with Football Manitoba.
The complaint alleged McDonald was the target of a sexist comments after a game and that a second girl was hit on her backside by members of the opposing football team. Football Manitoba says it does not condone what happened and will work to make sure it does not happen again. Be sure to send us your team or lead scores at our email, qnetnews@gmail.com. You just may be featured on our newscast. The forecast for Belleville is a high of negative 2 degrees, with it being mostly sunny throughout the day. Currently, it is 12:10, and with a negative 8 degrees and mostly clear skies. Be sure to check us out on QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Caron. Thanks for listening. News on 91X next at...